Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 20th, 2021. Well, today, as we continue our look at the blessings of the gospel, we will look at the blessing of God working. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you, both the willing to do of his good pleasure." So just think what this passage is teaching us. This passage teaches us that the work of salvation is the work of God. God is at work in us. The verb means the effectual working. So what we understand is that God is effectually working in us to bring about his purpose for us. This is the reason he sent his Spirit to regenerate us. He will accomplish his goal for our lives. So now we may not understand the extent of what is being said here, but what we know from other passages of Scripture is that God has chosen his people according to his purpose. With that choosing is a calling. The calling is that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You can find that in Ephesians 1:4. But how will that be accomplished? How will a broken sinner who is known in the Scripture as one who is full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, how will that one become holy? How will one who has the sentence of death pronounced upon him become because of his guilt be known as one without blame? The answer is, God is working in you. What does it mean that God is working in you? First, he takes away the stony heart. He opens the eyes, unstops the ears. Second, he gives a new spirit, which is the Holy Spirit living in you. Then the Holy Spirit begins to identify those places in your life which do not measure up to God's holiness. The conviction of the Holy Spirit reveals the exceeding sinfulness of sin, repentance, confession, and the desire to depart from evil when it appears is the result. Now, what we want to understand is that this is the work of God. The Lord is working in you. He is working in you according to his good pleasure. We must make sure that we are sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit, but remember, the work is not ours. The work is the work of God. So the work of preparing his people so that he will be able to present them holy and unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight is God's work. And so he sends his Holy Spirit to do that in you. So one of the blessings of the gospel is that God is working in you and that he is going to accomplish his purpose. He's going to transform you from a dead sinner to one who's full of the life of Christ and have an abundant life. So what a blessing it is to know the blessing of God working in us. Let's pray. So today, we are thankful that we are born again and that that work is the work of God. Lord, we're thankful that our holiness is your work. Help us to be thankful as we recognize that you are working in us, that salvation, the gospel, is one of the blessings of you working in us. So Lord, we're thankful to be one of your children. We're thankful that we understand that salvation is all of grace. And I pray that you would encourage your people to see that you are working in them. I pray, Lord, that they would understand that when they sense conviction, it is your Spirit at work in them. When they feel sorry for sin, that it's you at work. Lord, help us to appreciate your work in our lives so that we will be holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in your sight. Thank you for working in us. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hope you're enjoying the blessing of God working in you. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.